Skeptics of climate change have recently seized upon scientific reports that the temperature of the Earth's atmosphere has remained fairly steady for about 15 years. However, according to new research published today in the journal Science, the same has not held true for our oceans. The new study has found that part of the Pacific Ocean has, over the past 60 years, warmed some 15 times faster than it did over the previous 10,000 years. To talk more about it, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to talk to the study's co-author, Columbia University climate scientist, Professor Braddock Lindsay. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. How big of an increase are we talking about?
Over the last 10,000 years, we actually noted that the intermediate waters of the Pacific have cooled 2 degrees till about 1600 AD, at which point the intermediate waters started warming somewhat, and then they most recently warmed quite rapidly in the last 60 years based on instrumental data collected by thermometers from ships and buoys.
Is the issue here in terms of the warming the sensitivity of the ecosystem itself, or are there other issues that are also inherent in warming?
Well, the biggest surprise to us was that the oceans have a remarkable ability to absorb heat, and they absorb heat at the high latitudes of the North and South Pacific and the North and South Atlantic, where that water is in contact with the atmosphere, you can say almost talking to the atmosphere. And then if the atmosphere warms, that water warms. But during the winter time, that water will sink and make its way back at intermediate depths. I'm talking about 500 to 1,000 meters down. It flows back towards the equator, and it flows back towards Indonesia, where our study site was.
So what you're saying is that even though the Earth's atmosphere, the temperature has remained fairly steady, the heating that has occurred has been absorbed by the ocean.
That's not our conclusion. That was concluded by some other people that have noticed that appears to be heat going into the ocean. Our study really puts some temporal perspective on that relative to the last 10,000 years, where we've noticed that the ocean has been cooling over the last 10,000 years at intermediate depths by about 2 degrees centigrade. And then it's slowly started warming again, but the rate of warming now is about 15 times more rapid than it has been ever in the past 10,000 years, as far as we can tell from our sediment data.
Okay, this may be a dumb question, but are there things that can be done on a short-term basis? When we talk about climate change, usually we're talking about a very slow-moving barge, if you will, in terms of how we can turn around the trend lines here.
Well, so the ocean is a slow-moving barge, as you say, and it's going to absorb heat slowly. And it looks like we may have underestimated how much heat it can absorb. So maybe that partly explains the plateau in recent trends in global warming. But there's a lot of downstream possible effects. We don't quite know what this extra heat in the ocean is going to do. There could be positive effects and negative effects. We're sort of running a large experiment that we don't quite know the answer to.
This is another question that just popped into my mind, and that is 10,000 years ago, how did one measure the temperature of the ocean?
Great question. So we were working in Indonesia. We collect sediment cores out of the mud at the bottom of the ocean. In that mud lives microfossils, microorganisms that live in the mud. And so they're recording in their chemistry of their shells the conditions at which they grew at. In this case, they're growing between about 500 and 1,000 meters down. And we analyzed the magnesium content of this particular species of benthic foraminifera called H. balthica, which has a unique sensitivity to between magnesium chemistry of its skeleton and water temperature. And we used that as our tracer. If you go back in time, we sampled down the sediment cores, and because the sediments accumulate very rapidly in this area, we have more samples per time in a sense. So we then, using some radiocarbon dates, we put an age model on the data and were able to plot it to time as opposed to depth. And that's how we then made this composite reconstruction of intermediate water temperatures over the last 10,000 years.